kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
And there you have it. They wish to control the horizontal, the vertical, the focus. They can even blur you with drugs, distorted thoughts, alcohol, etc. But when you focus on what comes through the Jewish lens, you begin to realize many things. Imagine it took a whole lifetime for me to come to these conclusions. That's what they bank on, ladies and gentlemen. See, they've got you spoofed. If you come to this very young and you can maintain, you're an anomaly. Because most of us have to sit in the seat for enough time, sit in the D seat.
The deceit? What are you talking about?
Deceit. That's what I'm talking about. Can you hear the crackling fire? The same type of fire that will be the second death. And we shall finally rid ourselves and shed off the world parasite that has destroyed every aspect of life except the Father. Amazing. They've destroyed everything. It's too bad they couldn't be so thorough and thoroughly destroy themselves. I mean, they are already going to be destroyed in the flame I spoke about. For the children of the flame say, "We came from the flame, and we shall return to the flame." But we are the children of the water. And the water of life we shall drink in the kingdom. The tree of the water of life. We shall not drink from the corrupt tree any longer. We shall not taste its ugly fruits. But we shall bask in the glory of Yahweh and enjoy his righteousness and enjoy the peace that comes from obeying him. I want to talk about abominations tonight. And you say, well, you've already spoken about abominations. See, all these are brought forth through the Jewish lens, as I will continue this term, the Jewish lens, this term that I've been given, because it's a lens that focuses in on everything in a distorted way, in an improper, evil, wicked way. There's very little goodness in the Jewish lens, unless they're pointing their fingers to themselves and claiming that they are good, which is a distortion. I told you that the world is full of hybrids, and there's a very good reason. But it gets deeper than what I've already told you. I've talked about this before, and I'll talk about it again. And that's transvestitism. All this blender of the female and the male, the blending, the fusion. It's also another hybrid. We have hybrid priesthoods, as I've taught you before. Judeo-Christianity is not a single priesthood. It's a mixture of two priesthoods. And the dark one has turned the other one dark as well. The dark one being Judeo. It has put the light out of the so-called Christians of Judeo-Christianity, has put their light out, has made them no longer to be the salt of the earth, but made them to be a very contrary people that blesses the enemies of their ever-living Father. That can't see 2 feet in front of their face. But can they be blamed? I don't know. Somewhat yes, and somewhat no. The Father's mercies will tell us a lot during the judgment day. For the Jews have not played fair. They don't play fair in warfare because they're cowards. And they know if they were to compete on a gallant, in a gallant way, you know, say you dropped your, you ever see the white fellow drop his sword, or another fellow he's fighting drops the sword and he could kill him immediately, but that's too easy. And there's no etiquette, there's no graciousness, there's no, and so what he does is he allows the other fellow, or he picks the sword up and chucks it back to the other fellow so that the other fellow is back on ground with him. So that if he kills him then, it was done with good etiquette, with good morals, with etiquette of war. Now, this is a difficult thing for me to have to relay to you, but I have to do it. Let me take a sip of my drink. I heard a radio show of a fellow that we know very well. And he brought his guest on. And I don't listen to this fellow's show that often. Because, number one, I'm pretty busy. And number two, I don't feel the guests on the show are really that exciting most of the time. I like this fellow. But I'm very, very disappointed. Because I took the time to listen to... I shut the show off after a certain period. Because I watched the guest say several times, at least twice, I think three times, and who knows how many times after I shut it off. I heard him talk about fossil fuels. And we all know that that's one of the biggest lies on the planet, and it's pretty obvious that we know that the oil that has been capped off around America, when they took the caps back off, they're full of oil again. There's no such thing as peak oil. And don't you ever waste your time believing such a foolish thing. And even stupider than this, and stupider is a word. I know you were going to say, oh, that's improper English. Look it up. Fossil fuels means that you believe that oil came from the dinosaurs that died. And so, you know, I would ask somebody that was into that, if I was doing the show, I would have said, well, let me ask you a question. You believe in fossil fuels, huh? You believe in peak oil? So when you die, you're made of this flesh like the dinosaurs were made of flesh too. So what, when you die, will you turn into oil? Well, of course, it's a ridiculous question. We all know the answer to that. And we all know that the dinosaurs didn't turn into oil either. Because oil is something that is under the Earth's plates to help lubricate the plates and so on and so forth. I'm not an expert. And I'm sorry. I won't lie to you and tell you that I am when I'm not. But I do know that peak oil is a lie and that fossil fuels is a lie. It's a lie that's a long time lie, and it's been going on too long. And if I had a guest on my show and he began to speak on fossil fuels, I'm sorry, but I'd have to chime in. Well, my dear fellow that was hosting the show just allowed this to go on and on and on. Allowed this man to say several things that I feel are wrong. And I don't just feel they're wrong. I know they're wrong. And then the fellow later says, this is what made me shut the show off. He says, the Bolshevik socialism in Russia is the same. It was the same as the social... National Socialist Party in Germany. Nazi Germany. He had to make sure he said Nazi Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. You've heard my German shows. And you should know this without me even ever telling you this. You know that the socialism that's in America today and the socialism that was in Russia in those days and who knows, this could be still in there today, is not the same thing as National Socialism. It's not even in the same league as National Socialism. And once again, I would have chimed in. But my dear host did not chime in. And by not chiming in, you know what that means, don't you? It means that you've acquiesced. You've said, oh, I agree with you 100%. Just say whatever you want. Is Lucifer God? Just go ahead. Say that, too. I won't say anything. I'm afraid you'd not come on my radio show again if I might disagree with you. You see, this is a technique. And I'm not accusing the fellow of anything except not chiming in and not caring enough, unless I'm... See, I look at the fellow as an intelligent fellow, and I think, well, he's got to know that. I mean, he's got to know that. He's got to know both of those things. Did he just fall asleep at the wheel? And if he fell asleep at the wheel this time, how many other shows that I haven't listened to has he fallen asleep at the wheel at? Yes, it's a sharp rebuke. It's a sharp retort. You know, I just can't sit idly by and watch this go on, watch my race being destroyed, while people come on radio shows and they give you meme after meme or meme after meme of brainwash. And nobody steps up to the plate and says, no, 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 no. So by not saying anything at all, it means that he either has no idea whether the thing is true or not, or he's asleep at the wheel, or he agrees and is deliberately letting these things fly by. I really doubt if it's that one there, the latter. I mean, I would hope it wouldn't be. But you know what? It's always the same thing. If David James doesn't say anything, nothing ever gets said. Who's watching but the eagle on the pole? Remember, I'm listening, I'm watching, and beyond all of me, that's nothing. The Father is listening, and the Father is watching. So if you let the term anti-Jewishism, which I still won't use the term to even tell you what that is, if you let that fly by on your radio show, then that means you don't care about your people, and you're going to acquiesce to the Jews' word destruction upon your people. You don't care enough, or you're asleep at the wheel, or who knows what it is. What is the answer? What is the answer to this? The answer is, in another form, what I said. We're afraid to disagree with a guest. He might not come on again. And then who will I have on? So just let him say whatever he wants, and everybody else is asleep at the wheel. Only David's watching. Only David's going to listen from time to time. And if this is the first time I've listened in a while, what's been going on all the other times? Makes me angry. It made me very angry. As a matter of fact, I was starting to be lulled to sleep by the guest's voice because it was so boring. What he had to say was boring. It was no new news. Oh, another beautiful thing he said that let by. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And I don't mean that the Father spoke to me. I just believe he just brought this to my memory. Recall. You know how the Clintons couldn't recall anything? Did you do this? Oh, I can't recall. I don't recall. Well, I do recall. And you might say, well, this isn't a big thing. Listen. He talked about the Weimar Republic. He talked about things that we already know, have already heard 1,000 times. So what is this guest doing on there anyway? What is his purpose? And he says the Weimar Republic was a horrible thing too, and they did this, and they had, you know, all the stuff he's talking about. But nobody steps in and say, wait a minute, did you know that it wasn't, that it was called the Weimar Republic, but yet it was the first democracy in Germany? No, there's no chiming. Nobody knows nothing. Nobody's going to say, hey, let me take this opportunity to chime in here, and I got to tell you the truth. You see, even though the Weimar Republic was called the Republic, it was the first democracy in Germany, and it destroyed the German people. It left them eating out of garbage cans. It left them losing all their businesses, their restaurants, their homes, their dignity. Oh, it was a democracy? What do you mean by that? Because I love my democracy. Don't you love your democracy? Sooner or later, I'm going to get through to you. Folks, I'm going to say it again. When you've heard about the Jew World Order, or the New World Order for the Jews, it's a one world government, one world money system, one world religion. You all know that part, don't you? But what is the one world government? I'm a little heated right now. Maybe I'm a little too close to the flame. But I don't think I'll be in the second death. But then again, a lot of people that are out here don't think so. It just burns me up, man. The one world government is a democracy in every nation of the world. The one world money system is the central bank in every nation in the world. You hear me? A democracy. Do you love tyranny? Do you love the vilest form of government? Do you love it? Do you love the Jew world order? I never hear the word Jew come out of this fellow's mouth either. And when I look at him, he looks like a Jew. I can't prove anything, though. I had a woman that I know is very wise tell me he speaks like a Jew, he looks like a Jew. In my estimation, this is a Jew. The guest. He even has blue eyes. But that doesn't mean anything. Either you're going to take responsibility and be a real host, or you're going to be a cuck and you're going to allow people to come on your show and destroy your own people with the rhetoric, with the memes. Because you're too cowardly, I guess, or something, or you're asleep. I'm sorry, I have to just say it as it is. Anyway, I'm not going to name the name. I'm so disappointed. And I fear, well, I don't really fear. I mean, I'm not the one that needs to fear. I'm concerned, let's say, that this is the case more often than not. Let's just hope it was that one Negro killing in the neighborhood that they say, geez, that never happens around here. Oh, only every day. I'm angry. But I'll get over it. And so now I want to... I'm not going to spend any more time on that. I think that that's enough said about it. I understand there's going to be hurt feelings, as usual. And I'm the only fella that will do it. I'm the only one that'll stand up and say something about it. Because I got the guts. Now listen. There is... I've talked about it before. I don't focus on this a lot, but there's a good reason why I'm talking about this right now. This is all done through the Jewish lens. Now, I want to tell you that that's a technique of radio show hosts around the world. I'm not saying there's any nefarious thing going on. I'm just saying that this is it. In other words, if it's not going to be Michael Wiener, he's a Jew, or others in the radio... where they are spitting out these memes all the time while they're pretending they're conservatives. Or it's radio show hosts that bring people on, guests, and they never defend the truth. They just allow the fellow or woman that comes on to speak their mind, thinking they're allowing free speech when in fact they're allowing the destruction of their people through jargon, through weapons of words. So enough of that. That's what I have to say about that at this point. So we're going to talk about the androgynous movement. And it starts off with Baphomet. That's the French way of saying it. And that is the way it is supposed to be, Baphomet. I truly believe, not that it really matters, Baphomet, Baphomet, whatever you want. What you see is you see the devil. This was drawn by a Jew. And this filthy devil has horns, a pentacle on its forehead. And between the two horns is the torch of illumination. You see, to be illuminated in this world and Freemasonry and the New Age, etc., 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 is what it's all about. It makes you a god, they wish. It really doesn't. It makes you evil. Not that intellect itself is evil, it's just that that's what the devil promised in the garden. And to receive it, you must eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then you can wear your little Masonic apron. Well, speaking of androgyny here, Eliphas Levi, or whatever his name is. Yeah, Eliphas Levi. He drew this. And it's a man. You can see very manly shoulders and arms. I would like you to get the picture out. Just Google up Baphomet and take a look at it with me so that you'll understand. You need the full picture, though, and because you want to see the bottom and the top. And what we see is that he's sitting on what looks like the planet Earth, perhaps. And it's not flat. Maybe your head is, but it's not. Now, we see the torch of illumination. We see that he's doing the as above, so below sign with the two fingers sticking out. Going up and going down. On the downside, there's a dark moon. And on the left side, which is up, is a white moon. Now here's the key. I've talked about this before, but now I'm understanding it even more. On his It would be his right arm, but it's on the left because he's facing us. Or it's facing us. It's got breasts, by the way. It's male, but it has breasts. It's androgynous. Like the world is becoming very rapidly. And on the right arm, it says solve. And on the left arm, pointing down to the black below, it says coagula. So coagulate. To coagulate. What? Well, to coagulate not only the white and black race to bring forth the brown man, but to dissolve those races. Solve, dissolve. Solve the problem of Lucifer cannot rule the world until the brown man only exists. So he must dissolve all the races into the brown man. There will, in case you don't know that, my dear Negroes, that means you have to go too. But you don't care anyway. So both Whitey and Blackie gotta go, and Brownie gets to win. Or does he? So, that's one dissolving and solving. But also, the genders must coagulate. And the gender, male gender, must dissolve. And the female gender usually takes over the whole thing, because if a male tries to be a female, the female is the winner after the dissolving or the coagulation. And if it's a female trying to be a male, it'll be a sissy male. So the female aspect will be the winner in the coagulation, which is the from the bottom, from below. And this will solve all kinds of problems in society. Or will it? So the male will be dissolved, which will solve a lot of problems for the Jews and their father. And so today we see, I was speaking with a friend of mine today, and I was telling him about another friend of mine that said years ago to me, he said, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people that I can't tell whether they're male or female. And I had been seeing the same thing, and I didn't know much about it then. And didn't understand it very much. But it started becoming more evident. I saw the evidence of it with the hair bands. There was a certain level of it. Though those fellows, a lot of them were still manly. I had long hair like that too. Women used to say, I'd love to have that hair. But I didn't understand at the time. And so I come to find out that I've discussed with you the world of abominations. Now, Baphomet himself is an abomination. It's both male and female. It's androgynous. And I told you the story of when I used to be in a Judeo-Christian church, where the minister said, whatever you want to call him, the demon-filled imp, said to me, you know God is both male and female, don't you? And I said, no, 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 God is not female. See, I wouldn't stand for it. See, if I was a radio host then, I didn't say,
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that's true. I wouldn't want to hurt your feelings, demon-filled pastor. No, I agree with you totally. I'm afraid to say anything to you.
I guess maybe that's why the Father picked me. To do what I do. I know many of you wouldn't want to do what I do. And it's not fun losing people by telling them the truth, you know. But I can't idly sit by and just say, well, that's okay. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, there's going to be a lot of butthurt feelings in the judgment day. What do you mean you never knew me? And so, with the hybrid priesthoods we see in the religion of the world, the governments of the world are beginning to, and the corporations, are all going to go with this androgynous deal, this transgender, this LGBT and all nonsense, right? They're not a big part of society at this point. They're going with the very, very, very minority. And they're putting all their weight behind it. And they're going against the normal people. They're going against the man and woman. They're saying in the religions now, don't call God by a male name anymore. Don't refer to him as he or him. And the fools in these robes acquiesce and say, oh, okay, we won't do that. As long as I get to kill little children, we won't do that. Man, I'm telling you, boy. And so, you see these hybrids, they're entering the churches. They are in government now. We have I believe it's in Colorado, the first transgender governor or something, as far as I understand, if I'm correct, and I believe I am. And we had Michael Obama, total abominations, Obama Nation. I didn't make that up. And so, they're in the workplace, they're in the companies, they're in the churches, they're in the hospitals, they're in the kindergartens, they've got transgenders teaching your children, and I mean hideous freaks that are teaching your children, abominations. That the Father will rain fire down upon them. I couldn't say when, but it can't be. It's coming to a head, boy. The corruption has grown to chaos. When you don't know if you're a man or a woman, you are in chaos. And you're about to be judged. And may the earth swallow you whole. Because hell has no, it can't be satisfied. It's insatiable. And like I read in the book of Isaiah just this past week in Saxon's Creed, hell shall be increased by the likes of these filthy vermin, these abominations. And so we're in the age of the goddess. And I just explained to you, when you when you do this transgender nonsense, okay, it'll leave you no more happy than the feminist movement will leave you. It'll probably cost you your life. Oh, it will. It'll cost you your eternal life for sure. But I mean, as far as costing you this life, it probably will. You will be depressed. You will come to the realization of what you have actually done and what you have become. And you are so selfish that you don't know that you're what you're doing to the little children of the world. You're influencing the children of the world to become what you are. If you love children, if you loved mankind, so to speak, you would never expose mankind to such things. Because you would have a conscience and you would say, well, listen, I could never do that because I could never want to influence anybody to do something like this, this kind of destruction to their lives. See, you don't care about anyone but yourself. And you're probably under some kind of demonic possession. Who knows? You'd have to be to do such a thing. Or you've been influenced. This reality has been contrived through the Jewish lens. And now you have decided to acquiesce. Are you such a social warrior that you believe that this will solve the problems of the world if you become like Baphomet, androgynous? Or do you think you will rule with Baphomet because you have become androgynous? Or have you been lied to and told that you'll have the best of both worlds? No, you will be, you are disillusioned, and you are helping to perpetrate this disillusion or this horrible illusion, this abomination upon the world and upon the children of the world. And you shall be ultimately enjoying the flames of fire. You are a child of the flame, and you will return to the flame. Because what else can be done when something so corrupt? You must burn it and renew the world. The Jew has to be burnt by Yahweh to renew the world, to reboot the world, to bring order once again out of chaos like he did before. But he's not bringing in democracy, and he's not bringing in a central bank, and he's not bringing in a one world religion, I must tell you. I had to get a little dramatic there for you, sorry. I just can't believe how crazy this world is. It's right in front of your eyes. Who the hell would stand for this nonsense? I promise you, transgender. And LGBT. You're all going to be very miserable and angry, just like the feminists are. Watch the feminists. Don't even ask them how they like feminism or if they hate men. See how much they smile. See how, when you hear about that they've hung themselves, watch that action. If you were happy, why would you do that? And these transgenders hang themselves too. And let me tell you something that's even more important. This has been going on since before you were born. This androgynous movement. The Jewish lens, which Hollywood is a great portion of the Jewish lens. It's one of the biggest part of it. The Jewish lens is everything from fiction books to Hollywood to newspapers to magazines to television, Talmud vision. The Talmud itself is right out of the Jewish lens. It's Antichrist through and through. It's Antichrist. It's anti the Father in heaven, Yahweh. It's anti everything. Except evil. It is pure evil. Paganism, it is not monotheistic. It's full of vile sexual things. It's full of demons and angels and all kinds of crazy things. Crazy thoughts, crazy arguments, stupidity, foolish nonsense, bathroom demons, washing your hands, leaving oblations out for demons, leaving a seating a place at a table for a demon to sit at the table with you, leaving cookies out for Santa Claus. And so this androgynous movement has been cooking for a long time. And what I explained to my friend today was very important. It's this. I want you women to pay attention to this. You see, these men that are turning into women, so to speak, they have smaller hips than you do. And you've been watching these men all along and you didn't know they were men. And what it's doing is a great damage to our women, because they say, well, why can't I have? I'm not saying there isn't a woman out there that has small hips, but generally speaking, for the most part, women have childbearing hips. They do not have hips like a man that are that thin. For a very good reason, right? But if you're an androgynous being, you don't need to have childbearing hips. Because you're not going to be bearing any children. You're just going to be showing them what an abomination you are and trying to influence them to be an abomination like yourself. And what are you winning at the end of this? The flame. You're helping the devil's children to take as many of us with them as possible. You're helping them to enlarge hell with not only yourself, but other selfish people like you. You disgust me. And let me tell you something right now. You disgust most of the world. Some people don't know they're being fooled, of course. But a lot of people are starting to find out. Now, I saw this thing about Greta Garbo. And she was a star in the early 1900s. And she was a huge star. And this was so disturbing. Her friends would get on and talk about what the things she would say. She would say, I've got to go to the little boy's room. And she'd leave the toilet seat up. And she would always refer to herself as a boy or a man. And they said, her friends said she was androgynous. Because she tried to play a male type of part, so that anytime she did a love scene, she would be in the male position almost. I can't say every scene, because I've not even seen all of Greta Garbo's stuff, but praise Yahweh, I haven't. She's only one of many, though. This is just one example. And what's funny is she retired early. A superstar like this, retiring early. Can you guess why she might have wanted to retire early? Because as you get older and you're one of these transvestites, if you think a woman's looks can go bad, the manly characteristics will continue to come forward. Even though the feminine dominates the whole thing, the manly characteristics will keep. The shoulders might get bigger. The face might get bigger. Maybe a mustache will finally grow. They think they've got that all down too, though, right? And so you're in a world and you're waking up listening to David James right now and you're saying, I had no idea that I was living in a world of abominations. Now listen, let me explain to you something that you will see some of these abominations in your everyday life. Not everybody in your everyday life is an abomination. But when you look through the Jewish lens, they have been promoting these abominations for a very long time. And almost everybody you see, practically everybody, I'd say probably everybody on the television, in these soap operas and in Hollywood, etc., etc., are either hybrids, transgenders, evil people, Jews, etc., etc. People that admit that they're full of demons, that demons come into them to do the acting. They're so stupid, they sold their souls to be an actor, and then they don't do the acting themselves, they let a demon do it through them. They call that channeling. I call it possession. Just picture if you were a demon and of course you wanted to inhabit a body. Well, you'd certainly want to be in Jews' bodies because they have the money and you can eat all the best foods. You can afford the best places to live and the best of everything. Your own private jets and all kinds of things. So, of course, they'd want to be in them. That also goes through for the Hollywood crowd, etc., etc., and all those affirmative action actors and musicians that you see around the world. Your filth and you're corrupted and you're in chaos. You don't know who you belong to. You don't know what you belong to. You have no idea what's going on, and you don't know the wave of the flame that is going to hit you very soon. You have intellect, but you don't have wisdom. You see, intellect would be the imitation of wisdom, the imitation of knowledge. Oh, intellect is knowledge, and it's a lot of useless knowledge. Whereas the scriptures are knowledge that will save your soul, save your life, give you long life. It'll wake you up. It'll teach you the difference between the real and the imitation. And the real intellect is wisdom, you see. That's the real, and intellect is the imitation. And I will continue to point out that Coke had it right. There ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. And that's the truth. I couldn't put it any better, except I might leave out the baby. I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, though. Because the Pope might get a hold of him. That filthy, dirty, Jewish pig. That child killer, blood-drinking, flesh-eating piece of garbage that he is. And may the Father strike him down in the mighty name of Yahweh. But nevertheless, not my will, but the Father's will. So if he wishes to, I'm sure he will. But I want him to. But nevertheless, his will be done. Which is what I want. Now listen, you're looking at abominations in this television, and you can't escape seeing them. They're all over the place. You're looking at people you think are white people that aren't white at all.
Oh, what does that matter?
I don't know. What does it matter if there's no white people 10 years from today? Does it matter? Huh? Does it matter? Yes, it does. And so, I've warned you about the television, the glass toilet, Talmud vision, whatever you want to call it. Transvestitism vision. Transvestite vision. How's that? Baphomet is a filthy, filthy, dirty, filthy Jewish creation. And they and their father, these are wicked imaginations of the Jews. Though I do believe that Lucifer is both male and female on the earth. You see, I told you, when the filthy pastor came up to me and said that you do know that God is both good and evil, of course he was referring to Lucifer, but I had no idea about that at that time. But I knew that that wasn't my father in heaven. I knew my father in heaven was a he. And is a he. And believe it or not, he's always going to be a he. He, he, he. Yeah. Long live the patriarchy. Long live the rule of man, as it was designed to be by the Heavenly Father. And may all these things that these Jews are trying to do to us, all the traps that they've trapped us in, all the traps that they're setting for us today, may they be trapped in their own traps in the mighty name of Yahweh. Surely the net is spread in the sight of any bird in vain. Or surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. May everything backfire in the Jews' face in the mighty name of Yahweh. May Yahweh destroy the Jews of this generation of Soros, of Kissinger, etc., etc. May he take them out of this world like Daddy Bush, the Jew, who they still don't want to admit to Jew. But he is. And I ask these things in the mighty name of Yahweh. And you say to yourself, how dare you pray in precatory prayers? How dare you not pray them? You have power by praying in the Father's will. By praying against the Father's enemies. If he hates Esau, Edom, and he hates those with a proud look, etc., and he hates men who wear women's clothes and on and on and on and on and on, how dare you not hate that? How dare you be afraid to say the Father's name? How dare you be afraid to acknowledge him? I will always proclaim my love for the Father, for there's nothing else here that compares to him. Nothing ever will, nothing ever could. And that's the nothing ever did. I hope you enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen, if we call it a show, whatever you want to call it. This rant. And I love you all, and I hope that you can begin to see properly. Stop letting the Jewish lens influence you. and give you your belief system.
Just one.